The 2011-2013 state budget that passed this summer cut state aid to public education by $800 million, and it also reduced revenue limits per student by 5.5%, which severely curtailed school districts' ability to raise money by levying property taxes. The virtual end of collective bargaining for public workers, however, did allow many districts to achieve savings through increased employee contributions to pensions and health care. Miles Turner is the executive director of the Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators. He says that some of the means that schools use to balance budgets this year will not be available in 2012.
Next year, the majority of districts in the state of Wisconsin will not have the doubling of retirements, will not have the stimulus money, will not be able to recapture the retirement and the insurance money that they did out of employee benefits, will have severely limited fund balance and either have to cut deeper into programs or look at more programs to cut in class sizes. There is no question that next year will be an incredibly more difficult financial picture for local school districts than this year.
In a recent survey of Wisconsin school districts, Turner's organization found that 2 out of 3 districts expect to have as deep or even deeper cuts next year, and half of all districts reported that they used federal stimulus funding to help offset cuts this year. That funding will be unavailable next year. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.